Well, it's not just the blueberries arriving in farmers' markets. There are also raspberries. How do we know that? Because we're getting fresh with Cheryl Weiser from Puget Sound Fresh Program at the Cascade Harvest Coalition. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So a bumper crop for raspberries, too, and big ones, right?
Yeah, big ones. It's a bumper crop. I was talking with Mark Lovejoy from Garden Treasures in Arlington, and he said it's a great bumper crop because the weather's been so warm. And I was just you picking at Raisin Cane Ranch in Snohomish on Sunday. And they're huge. They're they're almost as big as strawberries, some of them. I mean, not giant strawberries, but really kind of fat and plump.
Well, that's the ultimate way to get your berries right off of the vine. And there are some U-pick raspberry places here.
Yes, we do. We have, we don't have a ton of raspberry U-picks in Puget Sound, but we certainly have enough. And, we have a number of them are in Snohomish County, and we have some in King County, and, if you look on Puget Sound Fresh, you can find U-picks. But it's really a delight to go out there, and they're super easy to pick.
Yeah. Well, and of course, they're so delicious. Blueberries get all the love for the antioxidants, but you were telling us there's actually an advantage to raspberries.
Yes, raspberries actually are good for weight loss. So where blueberries have more calories, they have more sugar, but raspberries actually have more fiber. So I think a cup of raspberries is about 30% of your daily value of fiber.
There are 200 different varieties of raspberries, and Washington State grows 60% of the country's red raspberries. What are some of your favorites?
Well, Tulamine is the big one. That's the one that everyone really, it's a kind of a favorite Northwest berry, and there's also Cascade Delight, and both of them are red berries. The Tulamine is a really sugary. It has more of a sweeter taste than the Cascade Delight, which I think is a little bit more of that sassy raspberry flavor. And, they're both good-sized berries. You also have golden raspberries, and you'll see a little less of them, but they are more like it's the difference between agave syrup and honey. So they're a lighter, sweeter kind of berry.
Gold-colored?
Yeah, they're kind of a gold-yellow color. They're a little bit more fragile than the red raspberries and the Tulamine or the Cascade Delights. So, they're all great.
We got a raspberry bush at my house in the front yard, and my check on it is if I give it a little tug, even if it looks really ripe, if it doesn't come off with a little tug, I figure it's not quite ripe. Is that the right way to do it?
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Like with strawberries, you want them to have that nice rich color all over, and so even on the top of the berry, and so it should have like a little bit of give when you it should come off easily. If it doesn't want to come off, then it wants to stay on the vine a little bit longer. And my tip for when you're doing a U-pick is that if you see those darker berries that are almost wine-colored and they're a little on the mushy side, leave those on the bush because they're overripe.
Now, Cheryl, how about if you go to a farmer's market and you see the little baskets there? What's the best way to choose the raspberry? It's a farmer's market, so they'll let you taste one, won't they?
Well, they will, but I have to say, I think that the health department has been actually cracking down just a
really?
Little bit on people tasting.
No
so,
kidding.
At farmers markets, folks are awfully, they're really good about how they bring their produce to market. So they're not going to sell you a bum box of raspberries. So, you want to look for nice, fresh berries, not too mushy. I'm seeing really big berries at the farmers market, but get them home.
Yes, you were telling us that, whether you pick them or whether you buy them at the market, you have to be careful to get them home in good shape.
Get them home in good shape. So in other words, don't run any extra errands after you leave the market or the U-pick. Don't, put your berries on the bottom of the bag. And I think, again, have a plan for your berries. If you're going to the farmer's market, you decide to buy a flat, know what you want to do with them. You can freeze some of them. You can make fruit leather. You can make vinaigrettes. You can do pies, jams, all of that. And the same for the U-pick. And the great advantage of the U-pick is, you pick five and eat three.
I know. if I'm picking raspberries, they don't even make it to the bowl. They get eaten before I even start to collect them. But for those who are able to restrain themselves and actually get them home, get them in the kitchen, give us a simple recipe.
I would say that, you can make freezer jam really easy. So you're avoiding, you don't have to do the water bath. That whole thing. So freezer jam is really easy. And you could even just, you know, do raspberries and, you know, sometimes making jam is as simple as boiling the fruit, you know, having some sugar in there, having a little bit of lemon juice and kind of boiling it down until, you know, you get a nice gel. It's not dripping off the spoon, you know, and it's nice and a thick mixture, and just put it in a jar and put it in the fridge.
And sounds like a great year for blueberries and raspberries. So store up for the wintertime when you're not going to get them.
Absolutely. Happy eating.
Cheryl Weiser from the Puget Sound Fresh Program at the Cascade Harvest Coalition. Thanks.
Thank you.